My grandfather came to this country from Ukraine, but he was always careful to remind me that he came from a country that was split between Austria and Russia. And that kind of remains Ukraine's story. It can't seem to make up its mind. Now, it's Russia or the EU. President Yanukovych refused to sign a deal to join the EU. Then came the protesters who occupied the cold streets of Kiev. Today, Yanukovych flipped and said he would sign the deal with the West, but he won't give a date. Ukraine's been through this East versus West dilemma before. The world's history guy Chris Wolf has been digging into that for today's World That Was. Why does Ukraine constantly find itself in this position of being Hamlet on the Black Sea, unable to make up its mind?
Well, it's not entirely a free agent. I think the thing to remember is that the great powers around it, if you include the European Union as a great power in that sense, want a part of the action too. And Russia wants Ukraine to stay in its orbit, not to go into the Western orbit. But yes, this kind of schizophrenia over choosing East or West is the defining characteristic of Ukrainian history since the country emerged as its own kind of identity in the early Middle Ages. And partly that's geography. The country is a huge, open, flat expanse. It's very easy to invade, and that naturally has led to a lot of people coming in and trying to win influence, and the Ukrainians want to try and achieve their own kind of autonomy, but they have to make friends with the powerful ally, powerful nations to east and west of them. And there was a classic struggle in the 17th century where the Ukrainians, kind of championed by this Cossack horde, first allies with the Tatars against the Poles, they drive out the Poles, and then Russia gets involved when the Tatars desert them, and they have to make this choice. Well, who do we ally with now? The Turks aren't helping us. Do we go with Poles or do we go with the Russians? And they chose the Russians. And this begins this love-hate relationship with Russia that they've had ever since.
So historically, what has Ukraine meant to Russia?
Ukraine is hugely important to Russia. In some senses, it's kind of the soul of what it means to be Russian. In the what's called the European Dark Ages in the 9th century, the very first Slavic state was in Ukraine, Kievan Rus, and that was the name. They literally called themselves the Rus, and from that evolved Russian civilization. And beyond that, Ukraine controls Russia's primary access to the sea and many of its pipelines that take its vital natural resources, oil and gas, to the West. And it's always had that strategic importance to Russia as well. It's still home to the Russian fleet at Sevastopol, which is on permanent loan to Russia as their key naval base. So all these strategic reasons and also this kind of like semi-spiritual reason, it means a huge amount to Russia, and Russians really don't want to let it go.
So given the history, what does it actually mean if you're Ukrainian to be Ukrainian? I mean, Russia says our soul is there. They're, you know, this history of the Cossacks. Do they feel schizophrenic in Ukraine about who they are?
Yes, there's this big conflict between Ukrainians who speak Russian and Ukrainians who speak Ukrainian, Ukrainians who identify as Ukrainian but speak Russian, and Russians who just identify as Soviet, which isn't even a real ethnicity. You know, you're left with this huge dilemma of, well, who are we and what do we want to be?
So to get back to this original question of the kind of indecision of whether Ukraine is going to become part of the East or the West, is this a moment that they're actually going to have to decide?
Yeah, they have no choice. The country will be out of money in about 2 months and will have to default on its debt. And we all know what a terrible thing that's going to be for any country. For a weak country like Ukraine, and financially it is economically a lot weaker than the United States for sure, it could mean disaster. And so they have to take a bailout package. They have to choose Moscow or Brussels. And they're coming under a lot of pressure from both sides to choose one or the other.
The World's History Guy, Chris Wolf, thank you for explaining this to us.
You're welcome.